also want to give Brother Bruce this ordination. We finally got a signed deacon. Step forward, sir. Again, we confer on you this deacon of ordination, Brother Walter Bruce Hodge. Amen. Chosen as one of good report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and capable of using the office well, was set apart publicly to the office and the work of the deacon. God bless you, my brother. Thank God for you. Man, Blake, thank God for this music ministry and service. Amen. Well, it's Christmas, so let's sing a little of What Child Is This? Amen.
Salvation brings that love.
So we are looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And also Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. "And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Amen.
Amen. So I want to talk about these two verses. And so this morning we want to talk about paying attention to Jesus. Can everybody say paying attention to Jesus? Amen. Paying attention to Jesus. Amen. Well, I could say giving attention to Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Or I could just say giving attention to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Giving attention to Jesus Christ. We're not finished with our other message that we were dealing with, but because Christmas has crept upon us, Lord willing, we're going to try to see what has to be said about this and get beyond the holidays. We'll get back to our other message, dealing with our youth, dealing with the youth. So, can everybody say paying attention to Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Say giving attention to Jesus Christ the Lord. And say giving attention to Jesus Christ. Amen. One more time. Giving attention to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oftentimes, we want what we are not willing to give. Amen. Oftentimes, we want what we are not willing to give. And one could remonstrate and say, well, they could argue that and say, well, maybe they are not worthy of attention.
Right.
We could say they are not worthy of attention. And while that may be debatable, we are not talking about paying attention to man.
Amen.
We're not talking about paying attention to woman.
Amen.
But we're talking about paying attention to Jesus Christ. And we cannot doubt as to whether or not he's worthy. You may say others are not worthy. They want attention, but they're not worthy of attention. I want attention because I'm worthy of it.
All right. Okay.
But we could argue that fact. But we're not talking about me, and we're not talking about me or you. We all know that Jesus is worthy of attention. Amen. When I talk about attention, attention means to take note of someone or something. To take note of someone or something as interesting or important. Amen. We take note of it, whether it's a thing or a person, because it's interesting or it's important. Amen. When I think about Jesus, we know we should give attention to him because it's important.
Amen.
The aim of our sermon is for us to not to allow the devil to hold our attention.
Amen.
Not to allow the devil to hold our attention. Because we know, or should know, that Satan is starving for attention.
Amen.
Well, he's mad and upset because won't nobody worship him.
Amen.
He was in the mountain with Jesus saying, would you please? I want some attention. Would you please worship me? Jesus said, I can't do it, devil. Why? Because thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Amen.
I'm not worshiping anyone.
Help.
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only.
Amen.
So I can't do it. The deal's off. I can't do it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
A lot of people want attention.
Yes, sir.
A lot of children want it.
Amen.
Come on now.
They'll even get in trouble, but they even go to school and they won't be able. Amen. They have they call it an attention deficit. They can't pay attention. Amen. And so a lot of them fail. Not because they can't learn. They won't pay attention.
Amen.
Not only when it comes to children, but when it comes to couples. Amen. A lot of marriages will not have failed.
Amen.
We're not just talking about failed classes, but failed couples. Amen. Somebody needed attention.
Amen.
Whether it's justifiable or not, that opened the door. And because someone gave them attention,
Lord help,
they ruined their marriage.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
You know that's how the devil works.
Yes, sir.
He don't show you the end of it. He just show you just enough that night. You don't know there's a boomerang coming.
Amen.
But not only when you talk about schools and spouses, but when you talk about souls. A lot of people are going to go to hell. Because they won't give their soul any attention.
Amen.
They need to be saved.
Amen.
Kanisha, they need to be saved, but they won't pay attention to the fact that their soul needs
salvation.
And you know what? They'll burn in hell.
Amen.
Because of a failure.
Amen.
Let me get on out of here to give attention. What are you talking about? Children? What are you talking about? Couples? Or what are you talking about? Christ. That's why he came. We know the story. It was that night in verse 8 when the shepherds were watching over their flock by night. And lo, there was an angel that appeared to them in verse number 9. We see the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them.
Amen.
And they were sore afraid. They were not just scared. They were very scared. The angel was there, and the glory of the Lord was present. Amen. And it scared the daylights out of them.
Amen.
He said, I really came to bring you good news. Glad tidings. That's what the gospel is, glad tidings. It's good news. I really came to bring you good news.
Amen.
Of great joy. I mean, joy is good enough.
Amen.
But what they got is Sister Hansel, is great joy. You can't put this in no bottle. This is not just joy. This is great joy. The angels. But there's a problem. There's a problem. The world does not get to hear the message.
Amen.
They don't get to hear the message simply because they're not paying attention. You see, there are so many things during Christmas that claim our attention. Because who is he talking to? He says, for unto you. Amen. That's what he said in verse number 11. He says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Who, what, when, where, why? It is something that Christmas has for you. Amen. I preached a sermon last week called We Are the Reason. Really, for the season.
Amen.
Unto you a child is born.
Work it out.
Mary gave her son. God gave his son. Unto you a child is born. Unto you, Isaiah 9:6, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he should be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting.
Thank you.
What? Father. Oh, that creates some problems, but it's in there. Amen. He's a father too. Oh, how did he get to be? Well, the truth of the matter is that what has happened unto you, a child has been born. Amen, amen, and the child has been born unto you. A child is born. He says that the baby is born. When was the baby born? This day. Amen, amen. This day. Where about? Amen. In the city of David, as Bethlehem. Amen, and it says. Why was he born? Because you need a Savior. And this is that time of year when everything gets, you know, Christmas approaches and then we get bombarded. Bombarded with things that won't let us pay attention to the real message. They'll put up a million lights to get your attention. Amen. They'll put up all kind of lights. They'll put up all kind of presents. They'll do all kind of commercials. They'll put on all kind of parades. They'll do everything. They'll say, look, we got to kill this message. This message cannot reach their ear. Every year, everybody gets busy. The house, you can't do enough. You're busy doing and you're busy going. And you're preoccupied. I don't have nothing else to say. I'm through with it. And we're not paying attention.
Amen.
Oh, I don't want to kill it, but the truth of the matter is that he makes sure that our attention, amen, that we have an attention deficit, amen. The devil is smart. If you think that all these commercials and you think all these lights and that you think all this stuff is not, the devil is not behind it. Next thing you know, people celebrate Christmas every year and still go to hell.
Amen. Amen.
Because people are busy going and doing and putting up lights and they're busy buying stuff. They're preoccupied. Did anybody ever get you to understand that what has really happened is that Jesus Christ, are you paying attention?
Amen.
Amen. to the message of the angel.
Amen.
Daniel said, unto you, amen, is born this day. It's for you.
Amen.
It was this day on Christmas, on whether it's the 25th or whether it's January 6th or whether it's during the summer, it was a particular day. That's what happened that day.
Amen.
And is born to you this day, and he's in the city of David, Bethlehem.
Amen.
A savior. Amen. A lot of people want a lot of things from Jesus, but they don't. Not everybody wants salvation.
Amen.
Some people want to get healed. Ain't nothing wrong with getting healed.
Amen.
But he didn't say, unto you is born a healer. A lot of people impressed by philosophers and Socrates and Plato and Aristotle. They're interested in, those who make you think and the mind and the philosophically. But he didn't say unto you is born a philosopher. Amen. A lot of people want the Lord to put clothes on the back and do things for them. All those things are good, but he didn't say unto you is born a provider.
Amen.
But unto you, the most important thing was unto you is born a savior. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. After waiting all this time, there's a 400-year gap in the Bible. And God had said nothing to mankind. There were no prophecies written.
Amen.
No inspiration. Nothing was said.
Nothing.
And all of a sudden, the day spring that began to dawn, Jesus showed up. Amen. Just when you can't ever count out prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophecy is one of the greatest, I think the greatest attestations to the authenticity of Scripture. And what I mean by that is there's nothing that proves that there's a God, I don't think, like you when you talk about Scripture. Somebody that can tell us 700, 750, 800 years before it happened. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you who's going to come. I'm going to tell you when they're going to come. I'm going to tell you where they're going to come. I'm going to tell you why they're going to come. Before it happens, I'm going to tell you about all of it. I'm going to tell you the whole story. Where they're going to be born 800 years, 750 years, or 800 years before the time, they're going to be born in Bethlehem. If that does not prove that God is worthy of our worship, look at all the prophecies. He's going to be born to a virgin. Amen. It's going to be a virgin. They're going to have, amen. Probably have trouble getting a virgin today, but amen. A man or woman. That prophecy alone is worthy of attention. I think I done lost my customer. Amen. Why are you spewing out all this information? It's going to be a virgin. It's going to be pretty soon you're going to get yourself in trouble. You better stop talking. God said, no, I can talk all I want to.
Amen.
Because I already know everything. I don't find out everything.
Yeah,
I told the other day that God sees in totality.
Amen.
He sees everything at once.
Everything.
He sees everything at one time. He's not. With God, everything is now. It's not, I'm waiting for some progression for some. I'm not waiting to see something. Let me get up. Amen. Y'all getting ready. The truth of the matter is that, let me get to the end of this thing. Unto us, this is the present. Amen. Is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.